recording live from KMUZ Turner. This is Waste Matters on the Air, the show that talks trash about waste and how to prevent it. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Thursday, January 29th, and you're listening to Waste Matters on the Air, the show that delves into issues around waste and how to prevent it. I'm your host, Jessica Ramey, a Waste Reduction Coordinator with Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here at Forest Ridge Elementary School in Kaiser to learn about their HOPE team and how students are taking an active role in water conservation, reducing, reusing, and recycling, as well as teaching us why we'd want worms in our compost. But first, here are some announcements. The Straub Environmental Center is hosting an environmental lecture series Wednesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. in the Locks Auditorium at Salem Public Library. David Tyler, a University of Oregon chemistry professor, is discussing the life cycle assessments and comparative sustainability of everyday products. The talk will focus on how we evaluate the environmental impacts of various materials and products and some of the fundamental principles of green chemistry and sustainability. Join us at Ask the Expert, Saturday, February 28th, noon to 4 at the Salem Public Library. Marion County Master Recyclers will be there to encourage others to recycle right. Last year, there were over 22 organizations and businesses spread throughout the library with Kaylee dancers and beginning ukulele breakout sessions. So join the fun once again that Saturday, February 28th from noon to 4. Speaking of experts, we have some student experts with us today from Forest Ridge Elementary School. Right now, we have Bentley and Brianna, who are each in second grade and are part of the HOPE team.
We are second grade HOPE team students from Forest Ridge Elementary.
Hi, I'm Bentley.
And I am Brianna.
So could you two tell me a little bit about what HOPE team's all about?
HOPE team is an acronym for Help Our Planet Earth.
HOPE team members show care and concern for animals, the environment, and the human community through action projects and educating others about earth-friendly practices throughout our region. We care about our environment and all the life in the ecosystem, including people. We are here today to tell you how to take care of our watersheds.
So tell me a little bit what watersheds are all about.
The watershed is the area from mountain ridge to mountain ridge where precipitation falls like rain or snow.
When the snow melts or rain falls, the water comes down the mountainside forming streams that drain into a river. The water eventually drains into the ocean.
Other water that falls or is used outside your home drains into the street and then into storm drains.
So what's a storm drain?
Have you seen the metal grates by the curb along the street? Those are storm drains.
Water that drains into them and goes directly to the nearest watershed. Unlike sewer drain water that goes to a water treatment plant, storm drain water does not get treated. So anything that washes into it along with the runoff pollutes the water.
So what does the HOPE team do about this?
We build care kits that contain tools to help you conserve water and keep our storm drain water clean for all the life that lives in or depends on the streams, rivers, and the ocean.
Can you tell us about how we can affect our water?
You can take action and reduce water waste and water pollution.
You can conserve water inside your home by turning off the water while brushing your teeth.
By using efficient shower heads and taking shorter showers.
By not running the dishwasher until you have a full load of dishes.
By not running the washing machine until you have a full load of clothes.
By installing an energy-efficient hot water heater.
By keeping a pitcher of cold water in your fridge to drink instead of running water from the faucet until it gets cold.
Those were all great tips. Could you tell us some ideas that you have on saving water and helping the environment outside of your home?
You can conserve water and keep our water clean outside your home by using the tools in our kids' care kit.
That's great. So what's inside the care kit?
The first tool is a hose nozzle. Put a hose nozzle on the end of your hose to help conserve water when you are washing your vehicle or watering your plant outside. Another tool is the rain gauge. The rain gauge is to help you measure the correct amount of water in your lawn where you use your sprinkler. Limit watering your lawn to 1 inch per week.
You can also use ladybugs as a natural pesticide instead of harmful chemicals that can wash out plants and go down the storm drain into our watersheds. Use this plastic bag to place your dead batteries and dry cell in and put them in your red recycling bin. Please do not throw them in the trash. The acid will leak out into the groundwater. The kit also contains Don't Dump Down the Drain stickers. The stickers are for you to put on toxic chemicals like bug spray, polish, antifreeze, and other toxic chemicals.
Next is the biodegradable pet waste bag. We don't want pet waste to wash into our storm drain when it rains, so use this bag to dispose your pet waste correctly for you and place it in the garbage container, not your yard debris container.
Also included is information about using native plants.
So what is a native plant?
Native plants occur naturally in our region and were not introduced by people.
Natives grow in our region, soils, and climate, and so generally requires less maintenance such as watering, fertilizing, or spraying for pests.
Natives can provide food and shelter for wildlife such as butterflies, hummingbirds, and songbirds.
By growing natives, you can help preserve the natural diversity of the Northwest environment.
I see you have a poster that says reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Yes! Put this poster near your garbage and recycling center. It has lots of information about the three R's.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
We recommend using the Wet Pledge booklet that has more detailed information about actions you can take that protect our watersheds.
When you take the pledge at the end, you send this to the Watershed Enhancement Team. They will send you a beautiful blue sun catcher made from recycled glass.
We brought just one for you to read, Miss Jessica. Pledge and take action.
Wow, this kit is fabulous, and thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for your actions that you're taking to save the earth.
Thank you for inviting us. We hope that everyone in the KMUZ audience will join us in saving our watershed and all the life we share it with.
Thank you so much, Bentley and Brianna. To find out more about wet or clean streams or take the Watershed Pledge, please call the City of Salem at 503-588-6211. You are listening to Waste Matters on the Air on KMUZ 88.5 FM Turner. I have Mia and Scarlett here to tell us a little bit about recycling. Could you tell us why people should recycle or should people recycle?
Should you recycle? Yes, you should. It helps the environment. When we recycle, we use less trees. When we recycle paper, old paper is broken down and then added to new fiber and then made into new paper.
Recycling allows us to use resources again and again. This saves water, oil, energy, and other resources. By recycling our garbage, we create less pollution and a cleaner environment.
What can you tell us about reducing?
It helps the environment. When you reduce, you help the environment by making less trash. Making less trash means using less natural resources to create new items.
You can reduce by using reusable items, fixing broken items when possible, and buying items with less packaging. By reducing the amount of trash, you help the environment.
Tell us about what you know about reusing.
Reusing is 100% good for the environment. Reusing means to use something again. You can reuse a paper towel tube as an art project.
A ceramic mug can be used over and over instead of a paper cup. A cardboard box can become an imaginary plane. By reducing items, we create less trash. Less trash means less pollution and a cleaner environment.
Well, that's wonderful information. Is there anything else you guys would like to share?
We hope you will join our first grade class in reducing, reusing, and recycling.
With your help, we can create less trash and create a cleaner environment.
Wow, that was great. Can you believe that Scarlett and Mia are only first graders? If they can learn to reduce, reuse, and recycle, I know you can too. Now let's hear from some more students from Forest Ridge.
We are the third grade Hope Team students from Forest Ridge Elementary. I am Haley.
And I am Kylie.
Well, thanks for joining us. What have you brought to talk about today?
We have brought our class worm bin. It is filled with red wiggler worms.
Worms? That's great. What are the red wiggler worms for?
These red wigglers are great for wormy vermy composting.
What is wormy vermy composting?
Wormy vermy composting is similar to recycling. Just like we can recycle paper, glass, plastic, and metals, we can use worms to recycle organic waste.
So could you tell our listeners what organic waste is?
Organic waste is anything that comes from plants or animals that is biodegradable. Like kitchen scraps, the worms eat organic waste and turn it into nutrient-rich soil.
So what do you do with the kitchen scraps and organic waste?
We use a worm bin and put our organic waste in the bin. We collect compostable items from our cafeteria and put them in the worm bin.
The worms eat fruits, vegetables, bread, and grains. They will also eat crushed eggshells, tea leaves, coffee grounds, and filters too.
So will they eat anything?
No, they don't like dairy products, meat, fats, and especially junk food. Just like that's not good for us. Junk food is not good for the worms either.
So after you put the organic waste in the worm bin, then what happens?
The worms eat the organic waste and turn it into soil.
Worm tea is also made from the worm bin, but you don't want to drink it.
So what do you do with the worm tea then?
It's a great fertilizer for your garden. It's even better than Miracle-Gro.
For every 1 cup of worm tea, you dilute it with 4 cups of water and water your garden with it.
That's great. What will your class do with the soil and worm tea from your class worm bin?
We are going to use it in our school garden. We will be growing lettuce and vegetables to make a healthy salad.
That sounds great. Well, thanks for sharing this important information with us.
Thank you for having us.
We hope you will help our planet Earth by wormy vermy composting.
Thanks again to all of our students from Forest Ridge Elementary, Bentley, Brianna, Scarlett, Mia, Kylie, and Haley. And thanks to you for tuning into our show. Join us next time when my co-host, Alan Pennington, talks with Stephanie Hoy from Spring Valley Dairy to discuss how they became an Earthwise business. Also, listen to past shows of Waste Matters on the Air on KMUZ.org and drop us a line and tell us what you think of our show. Visit Marion County Environmental Services on Facebook or email us at environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us. Remember, waste matters.